Here we are standing and watching Jesus dying on the cross. We hear him say, "I am thirsty." He does not fight the thirst. He only makes it known that he is thirsty. None of us can imagine the level of thirst that Jesus is experiencing in this moment. As we think about this, the people who were present on the day of the crucifixion would have been watching in horror, feeling overwhelmed with the experience of watching three men suffering through anguish and pain of crucifixion. Being thirsty would have been only one aspect of the suffering that would overwhelm us. Jesus remains fully in control of the situation. We do not hear him cry. He just makes the statement, "I am thirsty." God gave us Jesus, taking a human form. Jesus became and is fully human to us. He experienced pain. He experienced our anguish. He experienced our thirst. As we watch this scene, his statement echoes our thirst. This is a thirst that cannot be satisfied. A thirst that brings many questions and feelings of despair. We stand there in disbelief. Some wondering if Jesus is really who he is. Why does he not stop this madness and come down from the cross? Others thinking, "Well, I knew this was too good to be true. He could not save us. We believe that sin has won." Others experience confusion and fear. We need answers, but none are given. We are not satisfied. We hear and some recognize the injustice of humanity going on around us that we are responsible for, but seem unable to stop. We are unable to stop the pain of immense thirst for injustice. We are unable to stop the pain for justice and love. "I am thirsty." We wet a sponge of sour wine, place it on a branch, and hold it up to the mouth of Jesus. Jesus does not refuse the sponge. He receives it. Again, we, humanity, fail to satisfy this thirst. We are neglectful. Our offer of sour wine is another violation, another example of our insensitivity, uncaring behavior, and cruelty that we offer to each other. Jesus' thirst, the thirst of all humanity, takes us further beyond a level of our understanding of what, beyond an understanding of all we are thirsting for. There is nothing in this moment that can stop this thirst. We cannot fix the injustice, taking away the thirst. We just stand here wanting answers, wanting solutions, wanting change, wanting to know how to heal this broken world. We're leaving Good Friday with Christ hanging on the cross, not satisfied, unable to fix it and take away the thirst. What can take away this thirst? Jesus says, "It is finished. I am still thirsty."